KICQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. BKC4SKD was supposed to call the net tonight, but he has a terrible case of laryngitis. He's got a little respiratory infection and that sort of thing. And he is coughing real bad, so he asked to be relieved tonight. So I told him I'd take care of it. And that's the reason you get to listen to me tonight. So that being said, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. We had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCN and his sweet bride in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's over in Anderson. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew in Inman. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's in Easley tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll go over to our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in KQ4TGH. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73. Thank you for calling in net, Gary.
Net control. Net control. This is November Niner, November Victor, N Niner, N Victor, 7 and 96. I'll be negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4TGH. That's my neighbor Jonathan over here in Easley. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Thanks for coming to us on EchoLink tonight. And N9NV, that's Mr. Kevin. He's down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. Got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg. And he's down there in Brunswick, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. And I mentioned Larry a while ago. I'm going to go ahead and check Larry, KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KQ4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Randall Larry brings along his two brothers, Randall in 9TEC up there in Asheville, and KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie, and he's down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, if you're listening, I hope you get feeling better there, young man. You and Miss Rhonda take care. That's all the Echo Link stations and all the pre-nets, so we'll go over to the RF check-in section now and the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4TVD. This is Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS. And Gary, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4DR. North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and 73 to the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4ZRC, that's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary and Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane up here in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll move up in the alphabet now to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW Dave and Greer negative and negative.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Mr. Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And next up is W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Yeah, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. I get to check in with you. Get to check in and talk to you twice, two times this week, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Negative, negative, Gary. Do tell Miss Joy that we say hello. Do tell Miss Joy hello from both of us, Gary. And again, Gary, be my second time getting to talk to you this week.
It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, it's good to hear you twice in 1 week. It really is. Glad I was able to pick the net up for Larry tonight and get to hear you on the radio. And please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Y'all take care, stay warm, and stay safe. Going back over to the alphabet, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4ECN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you again this week, Gary, and I'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got somebody trying, but you're not making the repeater. You're not holding the repeater open. If you're on HT, move around a little bit and see what you can do if you get a better signal at a different location or something. If not, I don't know what your problem might be. But I would like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well there, young man, and staying warm. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor, KO4RAB. This is John in Central, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be short time tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Yeah.
KBA YQA. YQA.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KB8YQA, can I get your name and location?
Duncan 1. Yeah, this is KB8YQA, Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Alpha. This is Duncan number 2 in East. And be listening and maybe getting in there. KB8YQA, out. Thank you.
Duncan, appreciate you being with us this evening over here at Easley. And I'd also like to say good evening to KO4RAV. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And Duncan, you go ahead and secure your leisure. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And again, KB8YQA, my neighbor Duncan over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. I do have another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is KO4HKX. Okay, Saluda. We're camping out for winter field day, and I have a couple other calls here to give you if you got time to take them.
The first one is KN4KWA. That's Charles. Next is N2NVY. That's JD2TXC.
Give me that last one again there, Patrick. I didn't get it. I've got, let me recognize KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. And he brings along KN4KWA. And that's Charles. And M2NVY, that's Mr. Jamie. And I missed the last call there, Patrick. Go ahead and give me that one again.
Gary, that call was KD2TXC, Charles, and that's Larry, and N2NVY is Jay.
I got the name corrected, and the last one I got is Kilo Delta 2, Tango X-Ray Charlie, correct?
Gary, that is correct. That is a good copy. Thank you for calling the net, sir, and you and Miss Joy. Please have a good weekend and stay warm.
Y'all be careful up there camping out tonight. Don't get too cold. And if you get a chance, shoot me the directions or the name of the place y'all are at. I may try to ride up there tomorrow if y'all are going to be there a while.
Gary, I will text that information to you so you have it, and look forward to seeing you. Thank you, sir. KO4HKX out.
All right, Patrick, y'all be careful up there. Have a good time, and good start to winter field day. But do appreciate y'all being with us. Let's go back up here to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Then Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. It's good to always hear you on there calling the net. Good evening to everyone else. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Hi, 4DOF. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Julia Delta, and Greer. In and out.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, hope you get the feeling better there, young man. You've had that for a while now. It's time to get rid of it, buddy. Y'all take care and get well. Then I'd like to say good evening to KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey X-ray. This is Corey in Greer, and I hope you all have a great evening. And those of you out there camping, try to stay warm out there. Thank you, Gary, and everyone have a blessed evening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4MWX. That's Mr. Corey over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Corey. Hope you are doing well and hope you are staying warm. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. disrupted a patient group on a Friday night, the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Good evening, Gary. Miss Joy, please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative, sir.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, good hearing you tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty. And I will be negative in there. Throw, Tom.
Hey, Chris, get your long underwear out.
4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And Tom, if he's just now getting his long johns out, he's a little bit late. But anyway, I was looking at the weather and next week, I think it is, that one day is supposed to get up to 66. So you know what they say, about the weather. You know, March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion. We're liable to have some bad weather yet. Anyway, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Then we got my other better by different mother. That's Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well. You take care and stay warm. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4, STR, Steve, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KC4STR. Master Steve down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. And Steve, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. So I appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For DOS. Yes, this is Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Oscar Oscar KQ4YOO Clint from Honeypath. Negative, I'm sorry.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Bob. Please tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. K4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, lower.
Mr. Gene, W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you are doing well and staying warm over there. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS. Sound like we got them all for right now, so this is KI-4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin, no we won't either. I started to say we'd begin the RAGQ portion, but we don't have anyone listed for RAGQ. do we have anyone that would like to make a comment, or if I missed any check-ins, call KI4DOS. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I just wondered, I had several distractions a while ago. Is Patrick up at their campsite, or is he still at home?
He is at the campsite. He and three other fellows are up there, and they sound like they're having a good time. He's supposed to shoot me a text letting me know where they are, so I may try to ride up there tomorrow.
Winter. Wish I could, but it's just too cold for the old man here, Gary. Have fun, and thank you for the information. If they want to make any contacts or anything, tell Patrick to text me, and I don't know if they're doing anything on HF or not, but we might be able to ground wave up there. KI4DOS and 0TR. Thanks, Gary.
Well, Patrick was... He got on Echo Link. He can't get into the repeater from where they are. You want me to send him a text, or you want to text him and tell him if they want to make contacts to get in touch with you that way?
Oh, I might in a little bit. I'm trying to work some of these 160-meter stations contests, but all I'm seeing so far is U.S. stations. All it seems like all the 160 guys overseas, a lot of them now use that FTH stuff.
Aware of that, Tom. I hadn't been on 160 in a while. To me, 160 is like 6 meters. You know, sometimes it's working real good, other times you can't hear anybody anywhere. Maybe I'll get on 160 and listen around, give these guys, since there's a contest, and see if I can give some of these guys at least another contact here in the States or wherever.
Oh, I just worked Curico, but I think I've worked it before. I'd like to get 100 on there, but it's not that important. That's the only band I don't have. But Curico was on PJ2T. But, boy, you could work all states on there tonight real easy, and I think you'd enjoy it just for the fun of it.
Well, I do appreciate the information, and like I said, just, if you want to talk to Patrick, the best way to shoot him a text, I guess, because they can't get into the repeater from here, or at least this repeater. I don't know what other one they might be listening to, but he did take the time to check in with me via Echo Link, and that's all I know about them up there right now. He's going to send me the information where they're camping and that sort of thing here in a little bit, and I ain't got that received yet. But when I do, I'll if you want to know, I'll let you know about it.
Oh, that'd be great. Bernice sent him home with a great big bowl of homemade chili, and I thought didn't he say he was going to take that up there with him, Bernice? Yeah. So they'll stay warm. If he adds a little Texas beat to it, Gary.
Goodness. Well, he better not put any of that homemade hot sauce that Ray used to make. I tell you what, I don't know what kind of peppers he put in that stuff, but I tell you, it would light you up. Texas Pete would like be drinking iced tea compared to that stuff Ray made.
Well, if they ate that chili with how many different kinds of beans you put in that, Bernice? Three different kinds of beans in it tonight. I just assume not be in the same tent.
I did. I understood completely there, Tom.
Well, he can't hear me, so I can pick on him tonight, Gary. How's Joy?
Pretty well today. She hadn't had any major problems at all today. Of course, she hadn't been doing anything. It's been too cold for her to get outside, and it's been too cold for me to be out there, too. I went out to feed and water the dogs and had to dump the ice out of their water bucket, of course, and give them some fresh water. And it getting this cold at night, you know, you having to replace their water every day, that gets to be a pain, but I thought about hooking me up a little heater out there, so I wouldn't have to do that, Tom.
And Gary, it is relatively, but Amazon, if you got Amazon, I imagine you do like everybody. They have a thing, and it's just big around. It's bigger around than a 5 gallon bucket. And I just set my and it's thermostatically controlled, so it don't sit there and run. You know, it's just a resistance heater. It's metal, and you just set your 5 gallon plastic bucket on it. I got some of those little cups that go on the side. Now, that wouldn't work for dogs, but it does for the chickens. And even when it got down the teens the other night, two out of three of them never had any ice on them at all on both sides of the chicken pen out there. But it turns on and off automatically, and it's 110. Now, I don't know. I ran 110 out there a long time ago, so I don't know if you got that with the dogs or not. But it's very little current, not much at all, so you can just run a regular little old drop cord out there to it if you didn't.
I'll have to go on there. I do have it, of course, and I'll go on there and see what I can find about that. That sounds like it'd be a lot easier than going out there and taking that 5 gallon bucket and turning it upside down, getting the ice out of it, and then having to fill it back up and then go out and dump it again the next day. But it got down, oh gosh, it got down in the teens here three nights in a row. I don't know if it'll get down that low tonight or not, but I don't really think it's supposed to get that cold tonight.
No, it's supposed to be around 20, though. It's 27 now here, Gary, but not much wind, just 2 mile an hour out of the northeast. But that thing works like a champ. And the other thing I finally figured out was I got a drain cock for a hot water tank and I put on the bottom of it. And when I got to change it, I just turned that on and I got a piece of clear plastic tubing because I can't lift very much anymore because of my back. But it drains it out. And then I just unhook that little short hose and pick it up, and it's a whole lot lighter than that 5 gallons is. You know, Mom always said a pint's a pound the world around. But I'll see if I can look that up for you here in a minute, and I'll send it down to you. I'd look at chicken water heaters probably would be the best. But you hold your hands out and touch both your palms together there. That's about how big around it is. It's probably 2 inches OD bigger than a 5 gallon bucket, and it won't melt the 5 gallon bucket. One time, 1 year, I seen a little sign of heat on it, but it didn't really make it leak or nothing. But I got two of them, one on each side, and like I said, it's thermostatically controlled, and it works like a champ, Gary. It really does. Unscrewed the top the other day, and I put a little bit of apple cider vinegar in there for the chickens. And when I unscrewed the top, it was in the teens out there, and steam come off the top of the water. Now, it's not hot by any means, but just the difference in temperature, you could sure tell it, Gary. This is NGRO TR.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, but in 0TR. Well, Tom, that sounds amazing. And, yeah, you don't have to have much warm water to get the steam, what looks like steam coming off of it when you got that big a temperature change. And but I'll have to look into that. And if you got it handy, shoot it to me. That way I can see, find it quicker that way. But I'll find it one way or the other. How come you put that apple cider vinegar in there for the chickens? I'm curious about that. I've never done it.
Well, my water department looked it up over here, and she said that they recommend it. And you just put a little bit in the water, right, Renice? Mute that. The apple cider vinegar, why do you put it in the water? It kills the algae, right? Now, it keeps the 5 gallon bucket from getting algae in it. And the chickens, whenever we change that water out and put a little bit of that in there, man, they're right on top of it. I don't know if they can taste it or smell it or what. But it don't bother them. I've been getting 8, 9, 10 eggs a day here lately.
Hey, I'm glad your chickens are still laying the way they are. And And, you know, if they don't get feed and they don't get water, they don't lay too good. Either that or when it's time for them to go into their molting stage. And, of course, they quit laying then. But other than that, I'm glad you're getting so many eggs. And I'll have to try that. I've got a friend of mine I gave her the information about the chicken man, and she got some chickens from him, and she's got her a big old chicken coop now. And I'll relay that information about the apple cider vinegar in the waters to her as well.
Yeah, you don't put a whole lot. I just kind of slop a little bit in. Is it recommended a certain amount, Bernice? Probably two or three capfuls, something like that. They don't completely stop the algae, and algae's slower to grow, of course, in the wintertime, but in the summertime, it grows pretty fast, and you don't have to change the 5-gallon bucket of water out quite so often, Gary.
Next time, we want to work smarter and not harder.
Aye, aye, Captain, that's the truth. Yeah, I'll get out there tomorrow. I'm not going out there tonight, but I'll shoot you a picture of it. And it just looks like a big pancake. And it's about an inch thick, and it's made out of stamping, metal stamping. And it hasn't rusted or anything. I've seen a little bit in one spot, but we've had them several years. So it's well worth the money, and I'm like you, that's 40 pounds of water when you got, I guess that's a gallon of water, so, oh gosh, you can't think tonight, Gary, it'd be eight pints, is that right? Two pints, so yeah, it'd be 8 pints, so it'd be 8 pounds to the gallon, so that'd be 40 pounds, Gary.
It gets heavy quick, Tom. It really does. But I'm going to look those up. That sounds like an amazing thing. And, yeah, it did probably get a little rust on it. It being out there in real close to the chicken pens. Their fertilizer, it gets pretty hot sometimes. So that helps corrosion. The off gases and all of that stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to get on it directly, but I noticed on ours when we had the chickens out there that the chicken wire that was down there next to the ground, boy, I had to keep an eye on it, because that chicken manure get down there and get on those that chicken wire. Even though it was galvanized, it didn't last, it lasted several years, but still, I had gone out and reinforced mine several times.
Only about 2 inches overlap over that 5-gallon bucket, and I've never seen a miss on that. Anything else is open season, as you well know, and they got a mighty small brain. I don't understand them at times. I give them some oats every day for scratch feed, and I give them some corn. And they say the corn keeps the chickens warm in the wintertime. And I feed them 22% feed instead of 16%. But, yeah, like you say, when they go molting, they save all of the protein for the feathers, and they stop laying eggs. So Patrick knows that. I told him when we don't have them, we don't have them. When we do, we share them.
Appreciates that, and everybody else that you give eggs to. But then, I enjoy having chickens, and I was raised up there. Both my grandparents, my mother and dad did not do a whole lot of farming. Dad always had tomato plants and stuff around the house, but if we wanted any vegetables, we always went to grandma and grandpa's or granny and granddaddy's. Either my mom's mother and daddy. So my dad didn't plant a garden at home, but we had two others to go get vegetables out of, and learned quite a bit from them and my dad.
They all had chickens, and both my grandparents had chickens and cows and all that good stuff. And I learned a lot about working on the farm as I was growing up. My dad's mother and daddy lived in Pickens, and my mother's mother and daddy lived in Traveler's Rest. So I got to go between the two of them, and my dad's mom and dad had a wood stove, and my grandmother never cooked. My granddaddy bought her an electric stove for Christmas one year, and she never cooked on it. She always cooked on her wood stove, and she made the best biscuits in the world, huh?
Biscuits and gravy are one of my favorites. This is N0GR. Yeah, Bernice's mom was that way. They didn't have money, Gary. They just didn't. Bernice was telling me today they even did the washing outside. She said the outhouse was about as far as from her house out to the chicken pen. You know how far that is. Ooh, that sounds cold in the wintertime, Gary.
My grandparents on my dad's side, they got indoor plumbing in 1964. They had a well, had a two-seater outhouse out there, and it was probably, oh gosh, it was a good 100, 150 yards away from the house. It was closer to the barn than it was the house, and it was a long way out there. And, of course, we'd go out and draw the water out of the well and take it in to my grandmother. And the wood stove had a water container on it. She kept hot water in it all the time, and that's where they got their hot water from. So, it was a different time back then, but I enjoyed it and learned a whole lot and continue to learn as we grow older, don't we?
Well, that's a fact, Gary. Well, Bernice said that for years and years they had to go out behind the house. I noticed there was a pump out there, and they'd have to pump their water out there. And they finally did in the old house, got indoor plumbing. And they take a bath out in the tub outside the house when they were little kids, of course. But finally, one of the daughters built a new house there. But it even had a well when Bernice and I were going together back in the 60s. And I remember, Gary, there was a hole in the roof of that well house, and I wondered why. And there was wooden rods, and they had, like, cups on them. And they were, I don't know, what was it, about 20 foot long, Bernice? It was real long, but they were wooden, and they went down in the well, and then they had those grommets around them, sort of like an O-ring, but they weren't. Maybe there was. And that was the pump that pumped water into the house. But, and then, like I said, they did the washing outside. And then at night, well, Bernice's daddy died when she was two, and they had five kids. One boy and the rest girls. And they would, she'd start a fire at night in the stove and get it warm in the house. How many rooms was that? Three bedrooms, right? And they'd get it real warm, but then she'd heat up bricks and they'd put them in the bed. And she let the fire go out because she was afraid those wooden shingles would catch a fire at night, Gary.
Well, it's amazing. We didn't let the fire go. Well, we'd let it go out, but we'd bank it. We'd rake all the coals back, and so it wouldn't be so hard to start a fire the next morning. It'd have some hot coals in there. But we never let it go out, die out completely. She probably didn't either. Probably banked it up real good to where it wouldn't
wouldn't bother anything else in the house. But yeah, the bricks in the bed work wonders. They warm the spots up real good. And of course, one of my grandparents had a feather bed. I love sleeping in that thing. But the only problem is getting in and getting out of it. You know, you kind of stood on the side and jumped in, and wherever you landed, that's where you slept. You didn't roll over. You couldn't hardly roll over in the bed to start with, but it would, you throw a quilt over the top of it, you stayed nice and toasty warm. So, that's a lot about the old stuff, and a lot the younger generation won't ever know anything about.
Thank God. But you know, it made her all the better, Gary. It'd be 57 years in March. But when I first met Bernice, she had just graduated high school, and she got a job over at Vacalhide, a printing place. And that was the first time in her life they ever had a telephone in the house. And she was 18 years old. And it was a party line.
And the party lines as well. You reach over and want to make a phone call, you picked it up and listened before you did anything else. If somebody was on it, you hung it back up. I'm sure there were people that listened to other people's conversations, but we never did. My mother or my dad gets you listening to somebody else talking on the phone. Oh, Lord, you'd have to go out and go to the hickory bush and bring a hickory on them back on the inside.
That sounds like my dad and my mom. She told me once to whack my girls with a hickory stick. And she said, that'll solve that problem. I said, Mama, that's the last thing on this God's green earth I'll ever do. Because it made marks. And I won't even go into that. But Mom was good. Dad, not so much. But he'd hit you. But at any rate, I swore I'd never touch one of my girls. I never did. I hollered at him, though, sort of like the Master at Arms did, you know, Gary.
Lately, but I've gone to school with red stripes on my legs more times than one. I'm glad we got out of wearing short breeches and got to wear longer breeches so I could cover that up when I went to school. But they did what they did best they could by us, and I don't regret it at all. I didn't whip mine with a hickory either, but Daddy sent me out to get my own, and if you got the wrong size, you knew about what size he liked, and he didn't like the big ones because he didn't want to hurt you too bad. He just wanted you to sting, and so he had a certain size that he liked, and if you didn't get the size he liked, boy, you really got it then.
Yeah, well, try a coat hanger on for size. I've had a taste of those, too. But I love to go out to Bernice's mom. She was as kind and gentle as Bernice is, and no matter how poor they were, she always shared. And at Christmas time, you go out there, and there'd be cakes and cookies and stuff all over the beds, you know, wrapped up, ready to go to different people. I don't know the why of it. I just know they did. And if somebody did something bad or something, or you mentioned it, she'd never talk about anybody. Bernice never did either. Never. But she said, they'll get theirs.
Had it all, Tom. Hang on there a minute, Tom. Let me make another call and see if we got any more check-ins out there in Radio Land, and I'll be right back to you. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and Tom, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZBH. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like say good evening to W4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And, yeah, Tom, I tell you, you know, we get talking about all these things back when we were a lot younger. Things have changed a bunch, you know. You know, your little cell phones that you carry in your pocket now has got more information than all the encyclopedias that we had.
Oh, yeah. More computing power than they had when they went to the moon, for sure. They were using TTL integrated circuits back then. I hope they weren't socketed, though.
You know, if something went wrong, they carried a few spare parts with them. And they were able to change some things out. If it had been all bed bug or something hardwired in, it wouldn't have been able to change that.
Yeah, I had a MOOC computer, M-O-O-G, and it was on a 100-inch boring mill. It was on a 16-foot boring mill, however many inches that is. And it was so big, Gary, they'd take a 100,000-pound bearing for a kiln, and they'd finish it at 80,000. So he had 20,000 pounds of chips. So he had a lot of vibration. And a lot of those integrated circuits were hybrid. They weren't TTL in that. They might have op-amp to digital or digital to op-amp and different things inside of them. And then they'd be socketed. And some of them, if they run away, that thing would... it didn't have any suicide circuits on it. And so... the table would start to run away. And they had it up in Vermont, and the guys were so scared of it, the union refused to use it anymore, so they shipped it down to me. I finally, after several years, I'd have to sit there and go up on the rail, stick my head up inside of there, put the circuit boards on an extension card, and sometimes get bit in the ears and stuff like that. And because some of that had a little bit higher voltage on it. Most of it was low voltage, of course. But I'd get bit now and then on the ears because I had my head up inside of that dang thing trying to troubleshoot down to the bits, you know. And I ain't no engineer. I ain't that dang smart. But if I wanted my job, I had to fix it, Gary.
If they had all the OSHA regulations back then that they got now, we wouldn't have advanced this far. What do you think?
Oh, no. I had to be sure and float the oscilloscope. That meant that the chassis of the oscilloscope was hot, as you well know. And when you were setting those SCR firing circuits that ran the 100-horse DC motor, that was dangerous.
Well, you know, we've come a long way, and I tell people all the time, you know, I enjoy the older tube type stuff, and yeah, because I can work on it because it's big enough for me to see. The surface mount stuff, I can't see it, so yeah, I'm glad the low voltage stuff has come along, but yeah, it ain't much prettier than a fire bottle at night when it's you know, cold in the ham shack, and you turn the amplifier on, and it starts growing real nice and pretty and warms your feet up.
Yeah, I enjoyed that L4B. I rebuilt one and sold it to Matt. And I actually sold it to him for $100 less than I had in it, and I spent about 3 months working on it. But those 3500Zs, Gary, there's no joke about it. They could be a foot warmer.
I had an L4B here for a while, and I didn't have a power supply for it, and I started to build one, and I said, no, I'm not going to go to all that trouble. And I gave it to Al down there, KI4MLN, down there in
molding before he passed away. And he never did get a power supply for that thing, and I don't know what happened to it after he passed. But there wasn't anything wrong with the amplifier, just didn't have a power supply.
Yeah, this one, the power supply was shot. All the capacitors were blowed up and all that, and I changed it to all solid state. Ironically, there's still a place that Matt would have to tell you what it is now because I give him all the paperwork on it. But you could buy anything for it, you know, and I replaced all the caps, the high voltage capacitors, and all the solid state stuff in it. And it's worked like a champ. I think he's had one tube fail. But, you know, if these guys start to tune up on those things and they don't run it over about 10 or 15 seconds and let her rest her a little bit, you can run a tube pretty easy. But I never had any trouble with it. It was 2,000 watt input, but it ran 1,500 out. And it just sat there at 1,000 watts and run all night.